Amen. You love the Lord. Say amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody. I know that rain came in, probably hindered a lot of folks tonight, but I appreciate you coming on. Good to see Emily and the baby tonight. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. Just give the Lord a hand. Amen. So we thank God for that tonight. And others, if you're here, we're just glad to have you and we appreciate you. Let's still remember these. It's got to have surgery and things like this in the next couple of weeks. We just pray that God's hand be upon them. Remember those that are in the hospital tonight and things like this. Some that's got tests next week. Be much in prayer for each and every one of them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. Lord knows all about it tonight. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Brother Jimmy Powell said that about how many saved today, Sister? Four. Praise the Lord. Ain't that great? Amen. That's good news. I like that. That is great. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. So let's just, that's what it's all about, is winning people to the Lord. Amen. But we appreciate that very bottom of my heart. Amen. So let's just go to meeting tonight. Let the Lord have his will and way. And we can leave here saying, man, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So let's all stand. We ask our ushers to come around, receive our evening offering. Ask you to bless you.
Page 212.
Yeah. day. I always want mine to be in a straight path. Y'all just pray for me each and every day. I fail every day. Every day that I wake up, I fail. But I love the Lord, and I thank Him for what He does for me. And you know, it's just good to know that when we wake up in the morning, that we've got somebody that we can look to direct our path. Sometimes we don't follow that path, and sometimes we don't want to listen. But you know, as long as we stay close to God, and we pray, and we do what we ought to do as being a Christian, God will always bless it. Y'all pray for me.
Explain. spoke life to me.
Grace will be a winner.
That's good. Play me one more verse, Neats, while they're finishing up. Good job. Great job. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse number 18. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse number 18. We thank God for you. Amen. Appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate those that are watching by the way of internet. That last song was requested over the internet, and I appreciate you being with us tonight in the house of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said in 1 Chronicles chapter number 21, verse number 18 through verse number 23. Amen. The Bible very simply says this tonight, and I want you to get this picture as we're reading it, and the Lord has laid it upon our heart tonight. Amen. The Bible said in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse number 18, reading through verse number 23. The Bible said, then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite, verse number 19. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. And Ornan turned his back and saw the angel and his four sons with him, hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat, in verse number 21. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground, verse number 22. The Bible said, then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build an altar thereon unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it for me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people, verse number 23. And Ornan said unto David, take it to thee, and let my Lord, the king, do that which is good in his eyes. I gave thee the oxen, I also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. Notice what Ornan tells David right here. He said, I gave it all. I gave it all. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as we know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you move Jeff out of the way for a little while that I be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realized a long time ago, God, that I'm nothing but you're everything today. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll take the reading, Lord, of your precious word tonight. Lord, you apply it to that. Lord, it needs to be done tonight. Lord, when it's all said and done, we'll bow. Our unworthy head will give you the praise. Lord, the glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I've had a message that I want to preach on. Neighbor, for just a little while tonight. Maybe on that right there. I give it all. Amen. Listen, I give it all. Listen, we see the story here. Neighbor, how Satan stood up and provoked David. in the numbering Israel. Listen, neighbor, this is significant here. Listen, because we do know God is not interested in numbers. Amen. Listen, to David or man, listen, one or a million don't matter to him. Amen. Because God is the one that's fighting our battles. Amen. Listen, God plus no other is the majority. Amen. He is all we need when we're on the mountain. He's all we need when we're in the valley. He's all we need when we're struggling through the storms of life. Listen, but I thought about this tonight. Listen, the Bible said that David gave in to Satan and to Joab's counsel. Look at verse number 7. Tonight, if you will with me. Listen, neighbor, we see here God was displeased with David. Listen, after David had done this, the Bible said in verse number 7, the Bible said, and God was displeased with this thing. Therefore, he smote Israel. Listen, and because David had went against the will of God, the Bible said that God told David, said, I'm going to give you three choices of punishment, and you choose which one of these punishments neighbor you'd want to do. And the Bible said it swollen and went forth. Listen, and the Bible said, amen, it went, he went on, and listen, and he chose the sword of the Lord as his portion. But the Bible said God began to lay it on David's heart. Listen, to go to the threshing floor, and never to build an altar. Listen, and there was a man by the name of Ornan there. And the Bible said that the angels began to appear. And the Bible said that Ornan saw those angels and the ones that were with him. And the Bible said David went to him and began to tell him, I need the threshing floor. Listen, to be able to build an altar. And Ornan told him, said, listen, I'm going to give you the threshing floor. I'm going to give you all the wood with it. And I'm going to give you all the wheat. In other words, I'm telling you, I'm giving it all. Listen, for one purpose, and that was for the honor and glory of God. And neighbor, tonight, that ought to be our desire. That ought to be our goal. That ought to be our ambition. Listen, that we give God our all tonight. Listen, he's not just a lug on the wheel. He is the wheel tonight. Listen, if there's ever been a time we need to give God our everything, why, preacher? Because he is our all in all tonight. Amen. He said, I give it all. He said, I give it all, because listen tonight. Amen. God is not looking for most of you. He's not looking for a part of you. Listen, or a portion of you. Listen, the God of our universe, and neighbor, he desires all of you. Amen. Listen, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Ornan said, I give it all. Amen. Listen, that ought to be our desire. Listen, and every night we lay down and our head hits the pillow, and we can honestly say, Lord, I gave it my all. I gave it my all today. Listen, I wonder, are we really doing that tonight? Are we giving God our all? Listen, or sometimes, are we just giving him the scraps, the leftovers, the crumbs? Listen, but Ornan said, I've seen the angels. I've seen the writing. I've seen you coming, David. And so I've got everything prepared, and I give it all. I listen, neighbor, tonight, in everything we do, for the honor and glory of God. And neighbor, he deserves it all. He deserves the very best. I think we'll be able to do that tonight. Amen. I listen, neighbor, and I thought about these three things tonight with the Lord. I've been our helper tonight. Number one, I listen, it takes tonight in order order to give it our all. I listen. Hey, man, I don't know about you tonight. I listen, but I don't like nothing. I just have done. I listen. I like to have it all. Amen. I listen, neighbor. I listen, these three things tonight. In order for us to give it our all, how we going to have to do? I listen, number one tonight. In order to give it our all, it'll take surrenderance. It'll take so total surrenderance. I listen, like the song says, I surrender all. I surrender all. I listen, it's the day we got saved. And that's exactly what we had to do. We had to surrender it all. He said, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Our neighbor, we won't. Amen. We want the total victory tonight. I listen. We got to give it our all. Our neighbor, in order to give it our all, we got to have our total surrender for the honor and glory of God, that he may be seen bad that we're doing tonight. Got to give it our all. He said, I give it our all to surrender it. You got to surrender to him. To surrender simply means this tonight. Simply means to give up possession. Means to give up possession or power over, to yield. To yield ourselves to the Lord. When we become a vessel of honor, it's just like the potter with the clay. He molds us into the image. But we've got to be available to him. We've got to be a willing vessel. We've got to be an honorable vessel. We've got to give our whole life total surrenders unto the Lord Jesus Christ. See, there's a lot of people today that have just got a little bit of it. Listen, they just got a little dose of good. I really do better. I listen, neighbor, that just gets them to church maybe three or four times a year. But if we want total victory, we got to give it all. We got to give it all. I listen, that's what Orin said to David. He said, I gave him my all. I listen, neighbor, today, every service when we dismiss, we ought to have gave it our all. Whether it was singing, whether it was teaching, whether it was preaching, whether it was just praying, we ought to be able to leave every service saying, I know without a shadow of a doubt, 100%, I gave it all. Amen. I gave it all. And the only way we can do that tonight is it takes surrender. It takes giving up possession. It takes giving up our possession and put it in the hands of the Lord and allow him to use us and mold us and make us into the image of Christ. Orning said, I give it all. I give it all. I wonder tonight, are we willing to give it our all? Are we willing to give it our all? Are we like the ones that want to hold back possession? We want to hold back a part of it. That's the reason a lot of people live with defeat in their life. They'll bring their burdens to the Lord, but they don't want to surrender it over to him. And Brother Coleman, they take it back with him. And listen, we got to give God our all. It takes total surrenderance unto him. I listen, we got to allow him to plead our case. We got to allow him how to take care of our every need. How we got to learn how to trust in him. I listen, like the song says, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. And that's what we've got to do tonight. We got to be able how to say, I give it all. Amen. I give it all. I give it all. When we give it all, it takes total surrenderance. Total surrenderance, 100%. He owns my life. He owns my life. Matter of fact, he owns the car. He owns the house. He owns it all. Amen. Somebody said he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. I got news for you. He owns the hills too. He owns the hills too. But we got to learn to give it all to him. In order to get all the glory, we got to give it all to him. We got to give it all. That's what he said. He said, listen, I've done seen the word of the Lord. I've done heard the word of the Lord. I've done seen the angel of the Lord. And I'm willing and telling you, David, I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to give it all to you. Amen. If I told Brother Ricky, I said, Ricky, I'm going to give you $1 tonight. And Brother Ricky come up here, and he come up here to get that dollar, and I just tore him off a corner of it, and I said, here you go. Well, that ain't worth a flip. Amen. If If you're going to tell me you're going to give me a dollar, I want the whole dollar. It's not really mine until I got possession of it. And that's the way our relationship with the Lord is tonight. We don't really allow Him to use us for the honor and glory of God until He's got full possession of our life. Ordain said, I give it all. I give it all. Total surrender unto Him. That's what we got to be willing to do. You imagine going down the road. Hey, man, we'll take Brother Matt and Brother Craig up here tonight, for example. You imagine if I told them, I said, look, fellas, I want you to run the Walmart for me. Amen. That wouldn't be hard to do. They'd get in their car. And they'd go down here, hit Highway 278, and they'd start going toward Walmart. And Craig's driving. Then all of a sudden, Matt says, I want to drive. He reaches over and grabs that steering wheel. Craig says, no, I'm driving. Matt says, no, I'm driving. Amen. You know what would happen? That car would be going like this. And then it would go into the wrong lane. Then it's headed for a crash. And see, that's exactly what happens to our life when we won't allow God to take the wheel. See, my friend, we want to give it to Him, but we want to keep our hand on it. Amen. We want to give Him the wheel, but we want to keep our hand on it just in case. You know what I mean? But it don't work that way. Ornan said, I've done seen what the Lord is having me to do. I've done seen the King's coming. I'm going to tell you what, I've done got everything ready. I'm just going to give it my all. I'm going to give it all to you. You take the wheel. You take control of my life. And the only way we can do that tonight is when total surrenderance takes place. To yield, to give Him our all, we must surrender to Jesus Christ. Amen. To give it all, number one, we must see the surrenderance of it. Then number two tonight, we must see the seriousness of it tonight. We must see the seriousness of it tonight. Listen, being a Christian is a serious business. It's a serious, we serve a serious God. Listen, neighbor, tonight, and to say, Lord, I'm going to give it all to you, that means we got to be serious with Him. We got to be serious with it. It takes a serious approach to giving our all. To give it our all. See, there's a thing. Have you ever heard people say they're an Indian giver? You know what that is tonight? I don't think that means their nationality, maybe just an Indian. But an Indian giver is one that gives you something and wants it back. Yeah. Amen. It's like when you're a kid, you give somebody a toy, they get mad at you, they want their toy back. Amen. But when we give it all to Christ, when we give it all to Christ and we give our life to Him and we give our heart to Him and we say, I want to give it all to Him. Listen, number one, we see tonight it takes total surrenderance and it takes a seriousness about us to say, you know what? For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve Him on the mountain. We're going to serve Him in the valley. We're going to serve Him in the good time. We're going to serve Him in the bad time. I am willing to give it all. I'm willing to give it all. Listen, neighbor, tonight, Gideon gave it all. Others in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Abraham took his son up the mountain and was going to slay him. Listen, what was he doing, preacher? He was serious about this situation. Amen. He wasn't playing with his son's life. He's seen the seriousness of giving it all. He's seen the seriousness of giving it all. Listen, every night, that's what we need to do. We need to find the seriousness of giving it all. Giving it our all tonight. If we'll be willing to do that, allow God to get the victory. Allow God to get the glory. Allow God to have His, amen, will and way in our life. We can see victory happen. We can see joys and showers of blessings. We can have that only real peace that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give. And I wonder tonight in our congregation, in our church world tonight, I wonder if we're as Christians, we can honestly say, Lord, I give it all. I give it all. I give it all. Are we willing to do that tonight in our self life? See, a lot of times we're a little bit selfish about it. A lot of times we're just a little bit selfish about it. It'd be like, I'll use Cason and Ethan, you know, for example, a lot. And I'll use them and I'll tell Cason, I say, you got to share that candy bar with Ethan. You got to share it with him. He don't have a problem with that, but it's the amount he has a problem with. Amen. You know, he'll say, here. You ever see anybody that'll take and they put their thumb and it's on this much of it? Here, that's yours. Y'all have done that before too, haven't you? Amen. But see, my friend, that's the way a lot of us knew the Lord. That's the way a lot of us do the Lord. Boy, we want to serve Him. We want to give Him our very best. We want to give Him our all. But really, we just want to give Him that little bit. We just want to give Him a little bit of it. But see what He said here? He said, I give it all. I give it all. I don't want to leave nothing behind. I want to finish the work that God has called me to do. He said, I give it all. And I really believe if we'd ever see the seriousness of what that says tonight, Brother Harold, I believe God can make a difference in our life. I believe God can make a difference in our life. But I believe tonight that we just don't see the seriousness of really giving up. God wants to bless us. God wants to pour the showers of blessings out. God wants to give us the victory. God wants to give us the joy. God has a desire to bless His people, but we want to hold back. We want to hold back and say, you know what? Maybe I need to try this on my own. We need to be... When we say we're going to give it our all, we're going to see the seriousness of it tonight. We need to see the seriousness of it. And we, in order to surrender, we need to be serious about it. We need to see it, be serious about it. I seriously surrender myself unto you. Serious about surrendering. Amen. It'd be like Brother Coleman here in his motorcycle. He said, Brother Jeff, I'm giving that to you. Just go get it off the back of my truck. I'm giving it to you. That ain't going to happen. But I could tell Brother Coleman, I go out there and I wouldn't do me no good to have it no way, but I go out there and I get that motorcycle and I go back to the house and Brother Coleman said, man, I was just joking about that. I did not mean that. Amen. But see, in order to have surrenderance, we got to be serious about what we're surrendering. Hey man, Ornan said, I'm going to give it my all. Yeah. So when it comes to walking in fellowship with the Lord, are we really willing to give it our all? We talk a good talk. Yeah. We talk a good game, but are we really, really, when we say, Lord, I want to surrender my all in all. I want to surrender my all in all. Are we really serious about that? Yeah. Ornan told David, he said, I want to give it my all. I want to give it my all. That ought to be our heart's desire tonight, to give it our all. Then number three, he said, I give it all. Number one, we see the surrenderance of it tonight. I surrender my all. He was willing to give Him everything. He was willing to give Him everything, that even more than what God had asked Him to do. Are we willing to surrender tonight? Listen, and then number two, we see the seriousness of it. It takes a serious approach to give Christ our all. It takes a serious approach. I believe a lot of times, a lot of people today, they're just playing a game with God. I believe they're just playing a game. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. That's a dangerous game to play. That's a dangerous game. It's worse than Russian roulette. I would not do it. I would not do it. I would be on the battlefield for Jesus Christ. Amen. Like that song they used to sing, I want to die on the battlefield for my Lord. I surely do tonight. I want to know that I gave it my all. I gave it all tonight. I wonder, do we see the surrenderance of giving it our all? And then we see the seriousness of giving it our all. And then number three, not only does it take a surrenderance to give it our all and a seriousness to give it our all, but it takes a standing to give it our all. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. We must be able to stand for Jesus Christ in a world of confusion, in a world of doubt, in a world of compromise. I like what one writer said. He said, I dare to be different. I dare to be different. in a world of compromise. It's easy to say, I'm going to give it my all on Sunday morning and Sunday night when we're together and everybody's here. Everybody's shouting. Everybody's praying. Everybody's got the same theme. Everybody's got the same thing on their mind. I listen, but it's another thing to see how serious it is. I listen, neighbor, to surrender to a lost and dying world that they may see Jesus Christ in our life today. It takes a standing. I'll stand for Jesus. I'm going to stand for Him tonight. I want to give it my all. Even in the midst of adversity, I want to stand for Jesus. Even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of storms, even in the midst of those troubles that we face, those heartaches that we go through, are we willing to give it our all? I want to give it our all. Amen. Thank God, I seen a sign, and I like what it said. It said, God, I think this, it said, God don't not want just temporary custody. Yeah. Amen. He wants full benefits, you know what I mean? He wants full custody of us tonight for the honor and glory of God. Ornan said, I give it my all. I give it my all. I wonder tonight, as Brother Robbie comes with a verse of his song, can we honestly say, I give it my all. I give it my all. Are we willing to do that tonight? It's going to take surrendering unto the sounding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we'll have to see the seriousness of it. And then we see the standing that we have to take. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I wonder tonight, page one here, it says, preacher, I need to give it my all. I'm ready. I am ready. Right now in my life, I want to give it all. I want to give it all to Christ. I want to serve Him. Maybe you're here tonight and you've been saved. And maybe you just kind of got lack, just cold a little bit tonight. And you want to get back in the fire. Tonight being a better place than right now to come and say, you know what? I want to give it all. I want to give it all to you. Amen. I want it all. Amen. I want it all. We were in the mountains a couple of weeks ago, and we went to that, I think it's called the Landing there now. I think that's what it's called, something like that over in there. And I went into one of those ice cream shops. Amen. And they was going to, I think it was chocolate ice cream. And the girl scooped it. I got two scoops. Well, that was about all I could afford. But I got two scoops. And Hazel, I noticed on that second scoop, she left a half. I said, ma'am. She said, yes. I said, you left about a half a scoop in that thing. She said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I wanted it all. $7 for two scoops, I want it all. Matter of fact, I said, does the scoop go with it? I want it all. That's what Christ wants from you and I tonight. He just wants it all. Are we willing to give Him that all tonight? Let us stand together. I hope you've enjoyed the sermon tonight. I hope it was a blessing to you. I give it all. I surrender all. What about it tonight?